Iran's chief nuclear negotiator warns the P5 plus one against adopting illegitimate measures against Tehran. In a letter to Catherine Ashton, Saeed Jalili says success in talks depends on winning the trust of the Iranian people. He also says dialogue on Iran's nuclear energy program should be within a cooperative framework. Turkey is bolstering its military deployment along the border with Syria amid tense ties between the two countries. Dozens of military vehicles are on their way to the Syrian border. Ties between the two neighbors have been tense after Syrian air defenses shot down a Turkish warplane. Russia once again expresses its opposition to any foreign intervention in Syria. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the fate of Syria should only be decided by its own people. He also says Moscow backs any initiative that promotes national unity in the crisis-hit country. A powerful explosion rocks the Syrian capital, Damascus. The blast ripped through the parking lot of the Palace of Justice, leaving several people injured. The bombing came a day after a TV station in Damascus was destroyed in an attack by armed men. Seven people were killed in that attack. A terrorist attack targeting Pakistani pilgrims, at least 15 people killed, over two dozen wounded as a roadside bomb hits a bus carrying Shia pilgrims. The attack happened on the outskirts of the southwestern city of Quetta. No claim of responsibility yet. Police say the death toll could rise. A new wave of violence in Iraq, at least 22 people dead, over 50 others wounded in a series of bombings and shootings in Baghdad and several other cities. Bombings have already claimed over 150 lives across Iraq in June, making it the bloodiest month of the year. Official figures indicate that the current recession in the UK is deeper than thought. The Office for National Statistics says the economy shrank 0.3% during the first 3 months of the year. The data also shows a contraction of 0.4% in the last quarter of 2011. And floodwaters triggered by monsoon rains kill at least 27 people and displace nearly 1 million in India's northeastern state of Assam. Authorities have set up 1,500 makeshift shelters for stranded residents. In neighboring Bangladesh, floods and landslides have also claimed 110 lives in the past few days.